Cam FM 97.2. Many bumps.
M2.
They get away. Their 6 feet just missed a little bit of water getting away to the start. They've managed to stand up now. That just pulled them off a little bit to the left. A very good start from Fitzwilliam, who maybe pulled back about a foot or two. Nothing too major. Trinity Hall away well as well up towards first post. Lady Margaret looking fairly strong. So at the top of the division, just a slight cramming up of the boats by about a foot. Nothing major. Nothing really to speak of. Further down, there hasn't been too much movement. Although way down in the distance, by the motorway bridge, I can see Jesus getting pushed very hard by Darwin. Darwin being pushed very hard by Downing. They've got to within about 3 feet. So it'll be interesting to see how they can push off Keys. There's plenty of clear water in front of them as Wolfson are reeling in St. Ed's. It's a head-to-head with St. Ed's. Wolfson pulling very quickly in towards first post. They're probably about a quarter of a length shy of St. Ed's. It won't be long before they start to put some real pressure on them as they swing around past first post corner. Jesus M2 following Keys, still pretty much on station, as are Darwin M1 behind them. Downing still pushing towards Darwin, but Darwin has managed to break the back of the attack there and are now starting to pull away. Lydia, can you see any of the top crews coming through?
Yes, I've just had Robinson row past me, taking a lovely tight line round Grant. Still about on station with them. Trinity Hall still about on station with Fitz. But then we have Maggie closing slightly behind them on Trinity Hall. They are just inside station, no whistles as of yet to speak of. Behind them come Homerton, pretty much on station with Maggie. There's looking not
yeah,
much excitement. I think we'll see excitement further down. Let's throw to Shem. Where are you?
Yeah, so I'm just before first post, and we have Pembroke and Clare. Clare are closing quickly on Pembroke. Pem going for broke, but it's to no avail. Clare must surely be about to touch them. It looks as though the umpire has called that. So no concession, no physical
Lydia?
Contact, but the umpire said we've got to break that up. Lydia, what are you seeing?
Okay, so I've just seen that St. Edmunds have bumped Hughes Hall in the gut. I've had Homerton come past me, and then there's a massive gap between them. So we've had St. Edmunds, Hughes Hall, but we haven't seen Wolfson either. So I've got Keys M2 coming past me now, followed by Jesus. Very close behind them are Darwin. Darwin are chasing Jesus down. They're about 6 feet away from them, closing the two whistles. Two whistles coming around Grassy for Darwin on Jesus. I think it's going to be a race right down to the plough. Downing have fallen way behind Darwin. I think Darwin is definitely going to catch Jesus before Downing managed to close on Darwin. Behind Downing, we've got Corpus coming through, not putting too much pressure on Downing at the moment. And then behind them, first and third, just kind of looking a bit straggly in the distance. Pete, I throw to you on Ditton. What can you see?
I've moved a bit further rank, so it sounds like a lot of these boats are going to go all the distance. I can just see Robinson M1 coming around the corner and Fitz pursuing them. They're probably about 2.5-3 lengths back, so it looks like Robinson have got a bit of comfortable water at the top of the division. There's quite a few spectators gathered around here now, and then that is all I can see at the moment. So perhaps we can just throw back to Lydia for a sec.
Okay, I can see Darwin are closing. Darwin are closing on Jesus M2. It's quite difficult to see from this angle, but from where I am, it looks like Darwin are going to catch Jesus before Downing get anywhere near Darwin. They're moving out to the side. They look like they're steering forward bump from where I am. They should be coming to you, Pete. Pete, what can you see?
So I've seen a bump. Lady Margaret looked delighted on Ditton Corner on the far side near the gazebo. I'm guessing they have bumped Lady Margaret M2. Fitz have rode past me, but they're just losing ground on Robinson all the time. But I can report a bump by Lady Margaret on Trinity Hall M1.
Yeah, to shame I've got a bump. Christ, M2 were bumped by Queen's M2, I think, at the bottom of the division. If it is Queen's M2 at the bottom of the division. It's happened just down by the Newnham Bridge. No, sorry, the motorway bridge, I've been informed. Not the Newnham Bridge. Apologies to everyone out there. So by the motorway bridge, it's probably just 25-odd metres upstream from that. We've had Christ getting bumped by Queen's very early. They look pretty disappointed, and it seems that they got off to a very poor start, which may seem obvious, but their coach was just saying they're missing far too much water as they tried to rate far too highly. Pete, is that you I hear calling?
It wasn't, but I will fill in. So Homerton 1 and M1 have gone past me, and they are in the middle of nowhere, really. So there's been a bump before them and behind them, and there's not been a lot for them to do. I'll just go quickly to Lydia.
Yeah, hi, Pete. So I'm just walking up now, up the gut, because I saw Homerton M1 go past, and I'm just looking at Hughes Ball M1, who are collecting greenery in front of me. But I'm trying to work out what's happened here, because Hughes Ball were chasing Homerton. So if Homerton is still rowing, it must mean that the umpire has walked it above, so Homerton has kept rowing. So we're going to find out what happens when I get the confirmed results a bit later.
Yeah.
At the moment, collecting greenery, I'm going to call that Hughes Hall has bumped the Homerton. We'll find out and confirm in the studio a bit later. So, can I throw to Shem? Shem, do you
rundown? So I'm just back here, sorry. So Queen's M2 were not at the bottom of this division. It was, in fact, Sydney Sussex who had come up to be the sandwich boat after rowing so well this morning. And they've bumped well and truly into this division, taking down Christ, as I said, pretty early into the race. So they're just rowing by me now, looking pretty strong on the way back. I don't know if there's anything more to report further around the course, Lydia or Pete?
Pete, yeah. Okay, so I've seen Keys M2, Jesus M2 and Darwin M1 in a real three-way tussle here. That's going all the way to the railway bridge, I think. So I wonder what has happened is that we saw... Yeah, I think we may have seen Wolfson M1, Bumps and Edmonds, and I don't know if that explains the huge hall situation, but I'm going to continue walking down towards the railway bridge and see what else I can see.
Yeah, Pete, that would agree with what I saw at the start. Wolfson pushed very hard off towards St. Ed's. I would be very, very surprised if they didn't catch them, so that plays into what I'd seen at the beginning.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Shem. I think the bumps we can call probably at the moment are Lady Margaret M2 and on Trinity Hall M1. Provisionally Hughes Hall M1 on Homerton M1, because Homerton M1 didn't pull in when they got bumped, which is slightly strange. Wolfson M1 on St. Edmunds M1. I'm going to call Darwin M1 on Jesus M2, because from where I was at Grassy, it looked imminent by the plough, but hopefully Pete will be able to clear that up a bit later on. And then there was not much distance between Corpus and Downing, so we'll have to see what happened there.
Pete.
And then let's go to Pete. Pete, what can you see?
Yeah, Corpus and Downing have not gone past me, and I have seen first and third M2, so I have a feeling that there's been a bump by Corpus M1 on Downing M2. But as far as I could see, I think Keys, Jesus and Darwin were still going. I'm going to continue. I'm almost at the railway bridge now, so I'm going to find out what's happening right at the far end of the course. Any news on Pembroke M2 and Clare M2? I've not seen them either, and I would have expected to by now.
Yeah, Clare M2 are rowing past me now.
Okay.
Quite despondent, so I'm assuming that they got bumped. They bumped. I honestly can't tell. So I'm going to have to get confirmed from the studio. I would call right now that they bumped. But then we're going to throw back to the studio and then get confirmed results from control. So Rahul, back to you for now.
Okay, thank you very much, Lydia. If I could just grab Pete, if he is still there. If Pete's still there, it might be good to work out which boats you have actually seen go past you. So have you seen Fat M2 go through?
Yeah. Yes, they had pretty clear water before them and behind them.
Okay, brilliant.
So I'm going to call that as a row over.
Yeah.
And I think Corpus in front of them bumped Downing M2.
Yep, that's what we heard. In which case, I think we'll also call it provisionally as Clare bumping Pembroke M2.
Yeah.
And without any further news, we'll leave it to control to work out how Keys, Jesus and Darwin ended up. But guys, thank you very much from the Riverside. Sterling effort from all of you.